local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Doing it live on a Friday. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Joe and Austin with you, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world. And we do wish you a happy Friday. Hope that the work week was wonderful. The weekend forecast looks absolutely pristine. Perhaps spending the day over at NAS Pensacola for day one of the Homecoming Air Show. Whatever it is that you're doing today and have planned for the weekend, hope it is a great one. 4:15 right now. Right before we get our top three stories, we will get a check of the roads and our weather forecast. Right now, we're at 77 degrees. We have clear skies coming up overnight with a low of 54. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday with highs right around 77 degrees. Overnight lows are going to be in the mid-50s, so things looking really good there. As far as the roads are concerned, we do have a texter report, an accident on Gulfreeze Parkway coming off the 3 Mile Bridge right now. A little slow moving. There's no backups on the 3 Mile Bridge right now, but just be mindful if you're heading into Gulfreeze. Of course, a little slow moving in and around the NAS Pensacola area. People leaving the base this afternoon. Northbound Blue Angel Parkway headed towards Softly Field Road. A little slow moving there. Also, we have our typical slowdowns over in East Milton, westbound on Caroline Street, getting into downtown Milton. If you see anything else, you can give us a text, 850-437-1620. The traffic line is open as well, 850-2626-111. 4:16 right now, getting our top three stories. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel and calling for a ceasefire to allow for the release of hostages.
We need to do more to protect Palestinian civilians. We've been clear that as Israel conducts its campaign to defeat Hamas, how it does so matters. It matters because it's the right and lawful thing to do.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he will not consider a humanitarian pause in the fighting unless Hamas returns all of its hostages. Meanwhile, border crossings from Gaza into Egypt have continued after a reported 400 Americans were among those who were able to leave Gaza. The leader of the Iran-backed group Hezbollah, making his first comment since Hamas's attack on Israel nearly 4 weeks ago, speaking in front of supporters in Beirut, he says Hezbollah will, quote, continue to infiltrate Israel from the Lebanon border. He also praised the October 7th Hamas attack, calling it 100% Palestinians in terms of execution. Finally, it took jurors just a little over 4 hours to convict FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried on seven federal counts of fraud and conspiracy. Sentencing is scheduled for March 24th, and he could be sentenced for more than 100 years. Those are our top three stories today. All right, and we'll take a quick break. We'll have local headlines as well as trying to get Channel 3 reporter and anchor Tanner Stewart on the line. He is on board NAS Pensacola today. We'll try to talk to him coming up here next segment. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about, but what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Amir Filati of Parsco, who is renovating that service station, that beautiful Spanish architecture one at Jackson and DeVillers. Very interesting project. Also talked with Blue Angel number 4 about his time on the Blue Angel as he is leaving. Of course, today's air show day and tomorrow as well. Always on a Friday, we had the Transgressors Memorial Service, if I do say so, one of our best ever, where if you don't laugh, well, we tried real hard. Listen to the entire show or portions of it on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Tune here, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. And number one thing happening here in Pensacola, day one of the homecoming air show on board NAS Pensacola. Channel 3 reporter and anchor Tanner Stewart joining us now on the line. Tanner, you have been there for what, like the past 2 or 3 days there? Do they got you set up in a little cot there on base, or what's the story?
I wish, Joe. I got to be honest, I totally forgot it was Friday. I think that it probably has a little to do with the jet lag I'm experiencing, if you will, from going up a few days ago. But, oh, man, what a week it's been. Today was just incredible. We've been out here. It's a little before 8 o'clock. We've had crews from WEAR out here since before sunup. So it's incredible. The routines that you see before from the independent aerobatic pilots, that's just as amazing as all the other acts that you see. And then, of course, the icing on the cake around 2:30. Around 2, everything goes silent, you know. And you're thinking, oh, is the show over? Did I miss something? We're in the car editing for half the day. And then here they come. They never disappoint, Joe.
Tanner, is it lost on you that, and I am not a Blue Angel historian, I know that there are some out there, you may be the only civilian in the history of civilization to get 2 flights with the Blue Angels? I mean, has that sunk in yet?
It hasn't. I did think about that a little bit when somebody told me that before I went up, Joe. And, yeah, it's just incredible, you know? I'm speechless over it, and I can't wait for the world to see this story at 6 so you can see just exactly what I went through up in that cockpit. We went through the normal routine just to kind of give you a rundown of, you know, we have a briefing before. They teach you everything that you need to know going up, and boy, what a refresher that was. Obviously, you forget those kinds of things, and I'm still coming down from it, Joe. I was telling somebody earlier, I think my family's probably going to start ignoring me here any day now because I just can't stop bringing it up. I will say this, and I told our pilot, this Commander Thomas Zimmerman, I don't know how they do it, Joe. It is just the most amazing profession, how they keep their cool up there. They're just always composed. What you see when you witness an air show, that is unbelievable in itself. Being inside that cockpit is a whole other level.
We'll get to your experience in the number 7 here in just a moment. I did want to ask. So now that you've gone up twice, I mean, have they gotten your measurements? I mean, are you getting your own flight suit, or are you kind of like the emergency backup there?
No, let me tell you, if I were to go in, it certainly would not be in aviation. I think the Navy would have to find a new position for me that meets the underqualifications of anyone on base right now. But I tell you, it's hard to walk on base any time and not consider what I could have done or anything like that. When you see these sailors out here and you meet the aviators, it's just unreal. The commitment that they have to the Navy, the commitment that the Navy has to them, it's just, you'd be hard-pressed to feel like this anywhere other than NAS Pensacola, Joe. It's awesome, and I can say from all the way up at NAS Pensacola, a huge thank you for everything this week. They've been just gracious in, first of all, letting me fly with the Blues, but kind of giving me an inside look at life on base. It's awesome, Joe.
Channel 3 reporter and anchor Tanner Stewart joining us here on the program. We'll get to Tanner in just a moment. I do want to get a really quick check on the roadways right now. 426 Gulf Beach Highway and in and around NAS Pensacola this afternoon. Very slow moving, of course, as to be expected. Front gate at NAS is slow moving as you're leaving the base this afternoon. Back gate doesn't look too bad right now. Elsewhere here in Pensacola, we do have an accident actually in Gulf Breeze. Just coming off the 3 mile bridge. Right now, no backups on the 3 mile bridge. Elsewhere, things are looking okay. If you see anything, 850-262-6111. Also, the traffic line is 850, or text line, 850-437-1620. As far as the weather goes, right now, 77 degrees, sunny. Overnight tonight, 54 with clear skies. Tanner, got a couple minutes left. So, you know, everybody's going to, you know, want to know, it's like, okay, so you go through the training and you've obviously done this once before and, you know, well known as, you know, you really didn't get the full experience there, but now that you got it, any passing out, any upchucks, or were you a seasoned pro up there?
Let me say this, Joe, I got some compliments from Commander Zimmerman, who's flying the plane, but the rest you're just going to have to see coming up here in about an hour and a half of WEAR. We have a great story. My photographer, Jeremy, is just, he's just a pro at it, man. And I put all my trust in him, and he never disappoints. And so I just, I can't say enough again, a huge thank you to everybody for making this possible, all the way down to my partner who just put so much work into watching these things. I'd give anything to trade that seat after having gone one time, let him do it, or a family member. There's countless other people, Joe. A lot more people deserving than I am. And it just, man, I can't emphasize it enough. And, you know, even going back to my flight last year, to say it wasn't the full experience, yeah, didn't get to fly like the Blues flew. But I can tell you this, having gone once that way and the other time this way, I know several people who would have much rather wanted that first flight. So right. If that says anything.
Yeah. All right. 45 seconds left, Tanner. Really quickly for folks who are planning on coming out there. I think there's a couple different things that I'm not used to seeing out there. So the Budweiser Clydesdales are out there, number one. And then I think number two, one thing that I haven't remember seeing anyway in past shows was the F-35 demonstration. How is that looking?
Oh, the F-35 was just incredible. It just roars. We saw, broke the sonic boom, right? And then it's flying by, and everybody's watching the jet go by. And then you sway your eyes to the right, and then all of a sudden you just see this smoke pouring out from the ground that it caused. Oh, it's incredible, Joe. I can't get over it. I mean, you're a kid in a candy shop when you're out here. People of all ages just screaming and wailing and having a good time. All of the acts, really. I mean, we saw, yeah. You know, there's a few people leave toward the beginning of the blues show, or maybe even before. People that maybe hard of hearing or can't quite turn and look at the different angles of the demonstrations and whatnot. So all of the acts, and back to the Budweiser Clydesdale. I've worked in other cities before where they've made their rounds, and I have not got to see them till today. And only That's thing awesome. I regret is not having my daughter with me, because she would have been their biggest fan, I'm sure.
All right, Tanner. Hey, we'll let you run on that. We'll look forward to your story coming up here in just a moment. All right. Thank you very much, Tanner.
See you later, Joe.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visiting Lewiston, Maine today following the worst mass shooting in the state's history last week.
18 precious souls stolen. 13 wounded. Children, grandchildren, spouses, siblings, parents, grandparents.
The president adding, Jill and I have done too many of these. The leader of Hezbollah threatens to expand their involvement in the war between Israel and Hamas, but for now is holding back.
People were really waiting for this speech, many of them with fear that Nasrallah would come out and say, we're opening a major front against Israel, we're joining Hamas in the war, this is going to be all in for Hezbollah with their tens of thousands of long-range rockets. That didn't happen. It might happen in the future.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan in northern Israel. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Today's employment report, just 150,000 new jobs added in October, and other recent economic data have given investors and the Fed just what they wanted, a Goldilocks economy. That's one in which the economy is slowing enough for inflation to ease, but not falling off a cliff, more of a soft landing. In light of all that, the stock market today wrapped up its best week of the year. The three major indexes all leaping by more than 5% for the week. Today, the Dow Industrials rose 222 points and ended above 34,000 for the first time since September. The S&P 500 moved up 40, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite jumped 184, or 1.4%. A notable gainer, Expedia shares soared nearly 19% after the vacation booking platform late yesterday blew past expectations for per-share earnings and also beat on revenue. After a one-day respite, U.S. oil prices resumed their decline today. December crude skidding 2.4% to settle at $80.51 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson
goes down!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watson deep downfield. Caught. Touchdown. FSU.
Rolling to his left. They're going to throw. End zone.
Picked off. Game over.
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
This is Zach Gale with the CBS Sports Minute. James Harden still takes zero accountability for his shortcomings in yet another failed NBA stop. Sure, Harden is a Hall of Fame player, but him saying he was on a leash in Philly and he's not a system player, but he is the system at 34, is laughable. Also, what's the James Harden system? Because recently it seems like that system is James prioritizing strip clubs over basketball and coming up small in the playoffs. I'm Zach Gale.
Ugh, after a big dinner, my nighttime heartburn would keep me up. I'd be taking antacid after antacid all night long. But then I tried Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day blocks my frequent heartburn for a full 24 hours, giving me one-and-done heartburn relief. Without heartburn keeping me up, I could have a restful night's sleep.
Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That was a poor effort out of me there. Poor timing. Right before the rejoin there, Austin, have you ever had these extra cheesy Cheez-Its?
Maybe before, but I haven't had them overly often. Why?
Well, I put three in my mouth like literally the second before the rejoin came back. So, not great. The bag did not lie. It is very extra cheesy. So I've spent the last couple minutes trying to clear my mouth out because we got to talk. So I'll be better next segment. 4:38 here, News Radio 92.3. Again, our thanks to Tanner, as he always does, joins us weekly here. And a very special week for him. as he got a flight there, the right flight. Got a second one there, but this one with all the bells and whistles, the turns and everything. So we'll find out all together if he got sick or not. 850-437-1620 is the text line. We'll get an update on the roads and our weather forecast right now. Austin, you seen anything?
Well, this traffic and weather update has been brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the traffic, we were talking, I think you mentioned something in one of the last segments about Gulf Breeze Highway or whatever being very congested, and North Blue Angel Parkway is as well on both sides of the street. But also, we're just seeing some of the typical congestion in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, such as on Pine Forest Road, and some splotches of short-lived congestion downtown. As for Santa Rosa County, we're seeing some backups on Caroline Street as you're coming over the bridge over Blackwater River.
All right. Thank you very much. Weather this evening, it is going to be very nice for high school football. 77 degrees right now, mostly clear overnight with a low of 54. Sunshine for the weekend with highs right around 77 both days, and clear skies, 55 for the low as well. So very nice, and hope you have a great weekend enjoying the weather. I'll be outside a little bit. I think the wife wants to take the little one to go get some pictures at the pumpkin patch.
Oh, how about
so that? So we are going to spend some time doing that tomorrow. So weather looks really nice for that. Very exciting. Looking at some state headlines here and national headlines, got to pick up the speed a little bit here with Tanner last segment. So we'll just get a few here. The Biden administration today investing more than $650 million in port projects aimed at improving reliability of the U.S. supply chain. The projects are focused on 41 points nationwide, and that includes one here in Florida. Port Panama City is receiving $11.2 million on the design and expansion of their 200,000-square-foot East Terminal warehouse.
And after last weekend's deadly mass shooting, police in Tampa are increasing security around town. City leaders are also considering other long-term solutions, such as a curfew for people under the age of 18 and installing metal detectors at businesses. 22-year-old Tyrell Phillips pleaded not guilty to charges yesterday. Two people died and 16 others were injured when two groups got into an argument and started firing.
Republicans getting ready for this weekend's annual Florida Freedom Summit. The event is taking place in Osceola County with all major GOP candidates expected to attend. Barry University Sean Foreman, though, says things could get uncomfortable for Governor DeSantis.
But what we're hearing is that this Florida summit, there may be some prominent Florida politicians who are going to come out and announce they're switching from DeSantis to Trump.
So the next Republican debate is going to be held next Wednesday in Miami as well. So I don't know if this is a make or break weekend or if this is kind of like DeSantis's last stand here. Yeah. But, you know, we had Senator Rick Scott, of course, yesterday or the day before endorsing DeSantis. It's his backyard, and I just don't know how he gains momentum here. And if he spends the weekend with people, as Foreman is saying there, where they are not only endorsing Trump, but they are doing away with their endorsement of him heading into the debate on Wednesday, that is certainly going to set up for a lot of fodder for the other candidates that are on the stage there. So
absolutely,
that'll be interesting to see. A few national stories here today. An appeals court says in the middle of a school week is not sufficient cause for Ivanka Trump to get out of testifying at her father's civil fraud trial. Ivanka, who has three school-aged children, claimed traveling from Florida to New York City during the week would cause an undue hardship. The appeals record rejected that motion, and her testimony is scheduled for next Wednesday.
Attorneys for the man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue are claiming prosecutors excluded potential jurors, who were minorities. Attorneys formally filed paperwork to appeal their client's death sentence and to ask for a new trial. Robert Powers was convicted and sentenced to death this summer.
Rescue crews still working to find the missing worker who went missing when a coal mining building collapsed.
If we were able to find Mr. Neese and it was evident that he was deceased, Until that time, it's going to remain a rescue operation. We're not giving up hope.
Alvin Needs and another man, Billy Ray Daniels, were prepping the 11-story building for demolition when it collapsed Tuesday. Daniels is confirmed to have died in that accident.
And this may be an off year for federal elections, but numerous seats in state local governments will be up for grabs on Tuesday. Kentucky and Mississippi will both have elections for governor, while all 140 seats in Virginia's General Assembly are on the ballot. Among the propositions and referendums on state ballots is a bill in Ohio that will determine whether or not to enshrine the right to abortion access into the state constitution.
For just shy of 4:45, we'll get a quick check of what's happening in the world of sports today. And looking over the weekend as well, college football, we have ACC action, Boston College taking on Syracuse at 6:30 tonight on ESPN2. Saturday slate, there are, I think, what, five games involving ranked teams? Texas taking on Kansas State, Georgia hosting Missouri, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State in Bedlam, I want to say for the final time. 20th-ranked USC taking on Washington, that's a big one. And the SEC nightcap, Alabama hosting LSU. Got your eyes on any of those in particular?
I'm looking at Georgia and Missouri. I know that Missouri, like, they kind of fell out of favor after their loss to LSU, but that's their only loss, and Georgia's been struggling. Missouri gave them a scare last year when they weren't nearly as good. So that's definitely an upset alert
now there. Yeah.
Yeah, and Oklahoma losing to Kansas. Oklahoma State had a horrible start to their season, but they've since turned things around. That's an interesting one. I'd watch out for that one as well.
I think the Sunday slate is could be the best in the regular season.
Wow.
And I say that because you have them all spread out from morning until night. Mm-hmm. You have the Dolphins and the Chiefs starting things off in Germany, so that's going to be on at 8:30. And then you've got a couple, I would say, bigger games. I think they're both late, although the Ravens game, the Ravens taking on the Seahawks, that may be in the 1 o'clock or noon window. And then you've got the national game of the week on Fox, the Eagles taking on the Cowboys. And then the nightcap is really good, too. The rematch of last year, AFC divisional round, the Bengals and the Bills. And that's obviously in Cincinnati. That's where the DeMar Hamlin thing happened in the last week of the regular season. So that's going to be an emotional game. So really looking forward to the Sunday slate there.
Yeah, for football, both college and pro, this is one heck of a weekend.
Yeah. For sure. 4:45, we'll get another check of the roads and our weather right now. Austin, what's the story?
I'm looking at the roads right now, and we're still seeing some of the congestion we talked about earlier. It's still heavily backed up on Gulf Beach Highway and on North Blue Angel Parkway. It is being reported that there is a crash heading northbound towards the intersection with U.S. Highway 98. As for Santa Rosa County, we're still dealing with some backups on Caroline Street going over Blackwater River, but that's pretty, that's pretty everyday stuff at this hour.
All right, and as far as the weather forecast, it looks pristine. 77 degrees currently. Overnight lows going to be 54. Sunshine Saturday, Sunday, with highs right around 78 degrees, and the overnight lows both nights will be right around 55. We do have sunshine continuing into next week as well, with highs right around 77 degrees both Monday and Tuesday. Dry, sunny weather continues for our area, so that is really good stuff there. Health, business, and science notes today. The unemployment rate ticking up. The numbers out from the Labor Department show the unemployment rate rose 0.1% in October to 3.9%. That's the highest rate since January of last year.
And Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he's moving from Seattle back to his childhood home of Miami. He says he's doing it to be near his parents and his space company Blue Origin, which is based in Cape Canaveral. Bezos started Amazon out of his garage in Seattle in 1994.
Astronaut Ken Mattingly passing away. Mattingly was supposed to fly on the Apollo 13 mission in 1970, but was bummed from the flight after a blood test showed he'd recently been exposed to measles. Instead, he became part of the mission control crew that helped the astronauts return home safely. Mattingly did eventually get his own flight to the moon, command module pilot on Apollo 16. One of my favorite movies is Apollo 13. I love that movie, and kind of one of those things. I mean, I have no idea what Ken Mattingly looks like in real life, but for me, Ken Mattingly will always look like Gary Sinise.
Yeah. Southwest Airlines flight attendants are getting ready to vote on a new contract. The deal would give flight attendants a 20% pay raise, along with an annual 3% raise for the next 4 years. It would make Southwest flight attendants the highest paid in the airline industry.
And on Sunday, of course, don't remember, or don't forget, rather, to set your clocks back, as we're falling back with the end of daylight savings. And doctors siding with me here, Austin, doctors do tend to agree we have the most difficulty springing forward, but our bodies don't really like to fall back either, even with the extra hour of sleep.
People go to work and it's dark. They come home from work and it's dark. And seasonal affective disorder is fairly common.
That's what I'm saying. The extra hour of sleep is negligible.
Yeah, it's overrated.
It's overrated. 6 months of darkness, people. So any clock change can disrupt our sleep, metabolism, and stress levels. Doctor says now more than ever, it's important to exercise.
Elon Musk's new AI startup will debut tomorrow. He announced that xAI will release its first AI to a select group. He claims it's the best that currently exists, and xAI's aim is to, quote, understand the true nature of the universe.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
It will be released to a select... What will be released? Like, I mean, because there's different forms of AI. So is this a robot AI robot that is just going to be made available to select people? I don't know what that means, but I'm very curious to find out. 4:50, we'll take our final break this hour. We've got some pop culture notes, wacky and weird stories, and good news, of course, to finish up hour number one. Pensacola Right Now, Friday edition on News Radio 92.3.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st, and this year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840 and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BVA Florida Blue.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor?
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Happy Friday. It is Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon. Text line 850-437-1620. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. Maybe you're going to a pumpkin patch like me. Maybe you're going to day two of the Pensacola, NAS Pensacola air show, homecoming air show. Whatever it is that you're up to this weekend, hope you have a wonderful weekend. Getting some pop culture notes here really quickly before our final check of the roads and weather this hour. A new foundation recognizing Matthew Perry's hope to be known after death as someone who helped others, not just as the Friends actor. The Matthew Perry Foundation is now accepting donations to help those struggling with addiction. Perry, of course, was very open about his issues with drug and alcohol abuse.
Mm-hmm. And lots of big names are being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tonight in New York City. Singers Sheryl Crow and Kate Bush are being inducted, and so is the late great rocker George Michael. Honorees also include rapper Missy Elliott, rock band Rage Against the Machine, and Texas country rocker Willie Nelson.
4:55, final check of the roads and weather. We'll start with the weather forecast. Absolutely perfect. Right now, 77 degrees, clear overnight, 54 for the low. Sunshine continuing Saturday and Sunday with highs right around 78 degrees. Overnight lows both days will be right around 55. As far as the roads go, Austin's got us covered there.
Well, it's just more of the same with the big three we've been talking about so far. Blue Angel Parkway heading northbound towards Highway 98. There is being an accident reported in that area, and that could be definitely playing into the congestion. Also, we've got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway heading towards and from the intersection with Navy Boulevard. And in Santa Rosa County, we've still got some backups on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River.
All right, thanks so much again. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-262-6111. Guy in Connecticut got pulled over for putting fake police lights on his car. We've had a few of those in the last week or so.
Yeah, I heard about that just the other day.
Cop spotted his Dodge Challenger on the highway, ran the plates, and saw it wasn't registered to any agencies. Michael Marshall admitted, though, that he was using them to get through traffic faster on his commute. It should come as no surprise that he ended up being late for work that day, if he even made it at all.
Understandably. A guy's dog found a rare lump of whale puke on a beach in Scotland, which is gross enough, but it turns out these things are in very high demand and are used to make high-end perfumes. It's called ambergris. Am I saying that correctly?
I think so.
And it will float in the sea until it washes up on shore. The chunk weighs a little over 5 ounces. Larger lumps have sold for millions of dollars.
How do you think about the fact that when people spray these high-end colognes that they are spraying onto their skin a portion of whale puke?
Well, I mean, there's no way to make it sound attractive. But if it smells good, what you don't know won't hurt you.
Well, you do know now.
At least for some high-end perfumes, yes.
Yeah. Good news, a grandma in Arizona is gearing up for her 8th Thanksgiving in a row with a random guy she accidentally invited to dinner as a teen back in 2016. That is Wanda Dench and Jamal Hinton. Mm-hmm. Now you could have dinner with them, too. Wanda is doing a thing with Airbnb where up to 2 guests will get to have a Friendsgiving with them. This month, you'll stay at Wanda's house for the night, play board games, watch movies, and get to be in their annual Thanksgiving selfie that goes viral every year. And to go along with it, Airbnb is making a big donation to the charity Feeding America. So good job out of all those folks involved there.
Yeah, that's pretty wholesome. I mean, because you look at this whole Jamal Hinton situation with Wanda, and it's just a matter of, just about everybody knows that story,
right?
If you're on the internet. But if you don't, it's because there was a situation with a mixed-up caller and all that, and she had him over anyway. Well, now she's doing that with others
every
as well.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And a 17-year-old named Sam just set a Guinness World Record. He solved a Rubik's Cube in 28 seconds, which that alone is impressive, but he did it while performing a skydive.
And it was a lot harder than I expected. It ended up taking about five tries to actually break the record, because it turns out it's very difficult to turn the cube accurately when you've got all that wind blowing in your face, trying to blow the cube out of your hands. You've got to hold it much tighter than on the ground.
I've never been skydiving, but I believe him on that. He did the skydive over Western Australia's Juryan Bay, and because it would have been very dangerous had he dropped a cube and it landed on someone.
Yes, that would have been. I mean, when you really stop and think about this, 28 seconds when he's doing a free fall.
Yeah.
The gloves that he's probably wearing are probably prohibitive from him being able to efficiently turn the cube. Obviously, he talked about the wind. I mean, I can't even fathom it. I've never gone skydiving, but that is another issue. And, yeah, I mean, he had to hold it in his hands the whole time, and not drop it and kill somebody. Because now, yeah. I mean, and that itself has a lot of factoring in. Because, I mean, yeah, you can, you're doing it. And I watched the video of it. They're not far out in the ocean, but they're over land. But I guess they figure with where the way the wind was going that it would have taken the Rubik's Cube out to sea.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not, I don't think that would be really a guarantee either way. But, hey, 28 seconds to do a Rubik's Cube while doing a free fall. That's pretty impressive there.
Yeah.
That'll do it for us. Hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're on a 10-minute break. We're back with another full rundown happening in your world today, November 3rd, 2023. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.